see so many of you. As you may remember that you filled out a survey months ago. I can't remember. It was in April. Wow. It was a while ago. Yeah. And it was the results of the survey revealed that we split pretty well down the middle in terms of those of us who would like to return to having only one service and those of us who would like to continue having two services. I don't remember the exact vote count, but it was close. It was about a 50-50 kind of a vote, or it might have been 50.2 to 49.7. Yeah, 70 people. Wait. Do you feel we should continue to have two services? 70 people said no. 64 people said yes. So it was about 45-55. Don't quote me on that. I'm not a mathematician, but it was close. Too close to say that, oh yeah, we as a people overwhelmingly wanted to move one way or another way. Let me also share with you that I am completely independent in my sense of this thing. I'm the one who recommended to leadership team that we take it to a vote because I was tired of people harping on me. We'd have one service and some extra people showed up and all the one service people would get on me. See, we need to have one service, you know? And then somebody else would, a two service person would hear people trying to persuade me to move us in that direction, say, if you have go to only one service, you're going to lose 30 or 40 people, you know? So I kept getting caught in the middle on that kind of discussion. And I want to do whatever you all want to do. And I will be completely content to do whatever you as a congregation want to do when it comes to service. Now, there are some other things that I may not completely endorse. But this is, honestly, this is an issue that I'm not going to try to sway one way or the other. What we want to do today is try to have more of a discussion. It's one thing to just say yes or no, but there are reasons why, there are probably reasons why all of us would say, yeah, we should. These are things we really like about having one service. And there are things that all of us might say, yeah, these are reasons why we ought to stay with two services. And so I want to kind of break down that a bit so that we can have a discussion about it and so that we can have fun. Because, you know, we don't live in Syria, you know. We're not struggling with the kinds of issues that most of the rest of the world is struggling. Whether we have two or one services is not going to save or condemn anybody. It's not going to ruin the church or make the church the best that it could ever be, you know. So we need to, this is an issue that, there are many other issues we need to take way more seriously than this issue. So I don't want to see any gritting of teeth I may have to send some of you out of the room. So what I'd like to do is start with the negative. There are four questions that we want to deal with. Is anybody really good at writing things down? People are being pointed to.
I'm fair at writing things down.
What?
I'm fair at writing things down.
Okay, could you be our scribe?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not really good, but yeah. I'll do it.
See, now you can tell she's new. Because she knows she's not really good. We all know that about ourselves. But in spite of that, she's willing to do it. The rest of us, who are not really good, are still willing to try anyway. Why do you think I became your pastor, you know? Okay, let's start on this side. The first question we want to ask is, What are some of your concerns about having only one service? Yes.
May I give you some numbers?
Yes.
On September 1st, there were 166 people in two services. The next Sunday, on the 8th, we only had one service. It dropped from 166 to 127.
Okay.
I don't have the numbers for the 15th, but on the 22nd, there were 179. So 166 to 127 to 179. So it was a noticeable drop when we only had one service.
Okay, so can I reframe that?
Sure.
The concern here is that Richard has done some crunching of numbers and has found that, you haven't done a comprehensive study, I think that would be fair to say, but on the, he checked several Sundays in a row, and the attendance, when we have only one service, is less than the attendance when we have two services in the same period of time.
Right.
And so, just put decrease in attendance. That's your concern, right?
Yes.
That if we would go to one service, there would be a decrease in attendance. Yes. Other concerns with having only one service, John.
Yes. I'm assuming that other people probably, I mean, there's pros and cons. But for example, I have to. And now as I'm getting older, when I was younger, I could come to early service. But now I notice I gotta get a little more sleep. And I come a longer distance maybe than some.
Okay. So the concern is?
In other words, I would like to continue where I am unless I come to the second service so I can get a little more rest.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure that really responds to this question, because your assumption is that John's concern is that he can get more rest when we have two services. But we really haven't said if we went to one service when that service might be. It still might be a 10:30 service, and then you hear what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. How about if you be our mic guy?
There you go.
Yeah. Well, so I'm not sure how to reframe that, John. Okay, can anybody help John?
He doesn't want to have one service early.
Judy, put concern with time. Yeah. Right, because that would, if we went to one service, we would maybe reinvent the wheel and have a different time. So, yeah, that's good. That's your concern, right? A concern with what time it might be. Thanks, Ruth.
You're welcome. I wasn't going to talk.
I heard you say that, but I did. I wasn't worried.
You better.
Yeah. Okay. Others. Yeah, Mark.
That we have the congregation mic. That's why we made everybody move. You weren't here for that part. those of you who have heard one of my pet peeves in many little sessions and maybe not so little sessions, I would have a concern. Now, I'm service agnostic. I don't care which way we go. But I would have a concern in going to one service that there is less chance for participation. We as a congregation have a tendency to get the same people to do the same stuff at the same time all the time. And if we go to one service, then that's less chances for people to participate in the worship.
Less opportunities for participation. I just had a not such a brilliant idea, but I was going to kind of ride this horse until it got frothy. But we ought to switch back and forth. Let's go ahead and that doesn't mean that we won't come back to concerns that you have about one service. But let's go ahead and move on to your concerns with having two services. What are the concerns about having two services?
I have one.
Yes, Ruth.
I think it divides the congregation.
Okay. What's another concern with having two services?
If no one's going to talk, I'll give the flip side. Several people have commented to me, I'm looking at you, Diane, and you, Marlene, because you're not saying anything, that when there is two services, they don't see people on a regular basis. They feel it's less of a community.
Okay. That's kind of an expansion of Ruth's concern. Yeah. Okay. Somebody else speak, or Mark will dominate the whole conversation.
I don't keep secrets, so if you talk to me, I'll spit it out.
Sometimes when you have the two services, you have two different sermons. And I'm downstairs, and I can hear the first sermon, and I love the first sermon, and I love the second sermon. So it would be easier on you if we went to one sermon.
Yeah, well... The concern was I preached two different sermons, and then Carol gets a third sermon at home, too. So, that's just because all of the material that I present, I can't present in one sermon, otherwise it would be, how would we state that as a legitimate concern? Less work. Your concern was less work on the pastor.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that's a plus. More work on the pastor. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Yeah. More work on the pastor and others. Okay. Yes, Polly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I'll go to either sermon or other. But singing as a group, when there's 15 or 10 people and each service or whatever, it's not whatever. It's not the wonderful. It's much better when there are lots of people.
Yeah, the singing.
So that's disheartening sometimes for some of us who are up front.
The singing isn't as good. Okay?
You got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again.
Say it again.
Oh, my goodness. It's disheartening. When the singing doesn't, I'll start over. I don't care which way we go. I go to either service, so it doesn't matter to me. But if I'm standing up front there leading singing, and there's only 22 people here, it's disheartening. And when you have a full congregation, and you hear four parts of heart, it's wonderful. That's the only drawback I'm seeing.
Okay? Thanks.
You're welcome.
Now, by the way, some of these that are spoken, you may agree with. And so rather than restating it again, we're going to give you an opportunity to vote on the concerns and the benefits that you most identify with. The way we're going, it won't happen today, okay? So what we'll do, I'm just kind of thinking as we go, what we'll do is we will have these charts out in the vestibule. And we'll give you a few weeks to, you'll get to make two votes on each page, okay? So on this page, you could, and you don't have to vote on any of these things, but if you agree with, if you have a concern, you get to vote on two of the concerns that you have. You may be concerned about, you may agree with all of the concerns, but you only get to vote on the two that are most important. And we'll put that in the bulletin next week so that there'll be some instruction. Now this will all be, now I know I'm gonna have to have a private conversation with Marlene because she'll come and she'll vote 6 or 7 or 12 times. So it'll only work to do it this way if you're honest about that, and we'll give you instructions so that if you're not completely clear about how you vote, you will be clear, okay? Because this conversation can't close if you don't get a chance to respond, okay? So right now, don't feel compelled to restate something that's already there, because you'll get a chance to vote your agreement on that statement. Is that as clear as mud?
Yep.
Good. Okay. Let's move back to this one and see if there are any more concerns about having only one service.
I actually have one for the other side.
Okay.
One of the benefits, and I don't really care either way, one of the benefits for one service is It would give an opportunity for the people that are constantly doing something every Sunday to actually sit in a service.
Yeah.
Because, like, for my thing would be the ushers. You know, we need 6 ushers every Sunday. If you could spread that out, you could only be on every other month instead of every month.
Okay, you're stating it as a benefit. State it as a concern.
Okay, it's a concern.
Can you... the concern is it would require more participants.
One service would require less participants.
So therefore, 2 services would require more participants. Or we can wait and put it as on the plus page, which is where it really.
However you want to do it, you're in charge.
Okay, let's move on.
I have a concern about having one service. I think one of my concerns about going back to one service is that I no longer have young children and things, but when my children were in school and things and had lots of activities going on, having the option of coming to first or second service gave us the opportunity to worship with the congregation when otherwise we might have not been able to attend any service. So I still think it's a benefit to have, you know, I think it would be negative if we went to one service because then you don't have the choice anymore when you have other.
Yeah, I would have put that on the plus too, but put it as a negative, less choices. And the plus would be, on the plus side, there are more choices. Yeah. Other concerns on either one?
Well, I guess 2 services cost us more. Because in the wintertime, you got to be here at 6 o'clock to turn the heat on versus maybe 8 o'clock. The lights are on longer. So it may not be much, but it's something.
So higher costs would be a concern. Other concerns for 1 or 2? Yes?
If we would go back to one service, could we move Sunday school or the service up or down, that way we'd only need one service and still give people the option of attending if it's either earlier or later.
Yeah, we won't put that down because that's not really a concern. I mean, it's a concern that you have the timing, but clearly, if we were to move in that direction, we would need to rethink timing. Now, we might end up at the same, those who decide, might still end up at the same place, or maybe we'll have another meeting and give people a chance to sign up for times. But that is an issue that we would surely address should we make the decision to move to one service. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we would have to have that kind of discussion. Yeah. Okay, other, yes, right. So I think I would put that as a negative on loss of earlier service time.
Yeah.
Don't. You want, in other words, you want to get the dread over with.
Well, since they're up already, yeah.
Sure.
Try to keep them clean and they're nice till we get here. It's a challenge.
On the other paper, loss of a service could be a negative.
What the word is negative?
Kids are ready to go?
That falls back under choices, doesn't it?
That is technically a choice.
As a parent of a teenager, getting my kids out of bed and getting their 8:15 is a chore.
Yeah. Okay. So
I would say that
never mind. Don't put it down. Yeah, you're right. That's within that discussion.
Sure. Yeah.
That's within that time discussion that we would need to have should we move in that direction. Yeah. Thanks. Other concerns, either way.
There was one right here, Professor.
My thought was that if we have one service, it's always fuller, and it just gets you into a better, more invigorated and powerful feeling.
than having 30 people sit out here and sing in different corners of the world.
Okay.
You know, I like the feeling of numbers.
Okay.
I have a comment.
Yes. Well, I think we could put that as a concern with two. It's fewer numbers in each service. Isn't that your concern?
Right.
Yeah. Fewer numbers in each service. Well, she's next.
Get in line.
This needs to be done at what time?
10:25.
10:25? Oh, we got lots of time.
Lots of time.
My big concern is with kind of being new here, you all know each other. And we've been here 2 years, so I'm really starting to feel that this is my church. But my biggest concern is I don't know everybody. And I'm really bad on names anyway, but I get the people's faces. And I know I was working at the cafe last month, and I was told that there was one guy that would be working there that really doesn't attend church, so I had that down. But then another guy came in, and I'm just like, well, hello. And he was talking to the guy, so I figured they were friends. And I said, we got into talking, and I'm just like, well, do you come to church? And he looked a little indignant. He's like, yes. And I said, oh, sorry, first service? I'm second service. And he said, yes, first service. That's my big fear. I want to be welcoming. But that's exactly what my nightmare was, that I walk out and I say, hi, welcome to our church, and it's somebody that's been here forever. I would feel ridiculous. So it then makes me step back a little and not say anything. I can say, hi, good morning, but when you're a new person and someone comes up and really welcomes you instead of just saying, hi, good morning, I think it sometimes makes a difference. Now, granted, you don't have tons of housing developments that you're getting new people all the time, but that's just my concern. When I'm new, I really felt good about someone coming up and saying, hey, welcome to our church, and that's my concern. I'm inhibited. Now, maybe it's not an inhibition for you because you know everybody, so you know when there's a new person, but I don't.
Judy, would you say that divides congregation and less of a community would cover that, or would you add
no,
that as a
because
separate?
I would add that as a separate because okay. You want to get new people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it I think it takes away from a new person feeling welcomed or getting appropriate welcoming. Do you know what I mean? If you had a new person come in, a community is like, I get, you know, everybody knows each other better, but a new person coming in, I think it inhibits, well, maybe it doesn't, because maybe you have some great welcomers, but I would be less able to welcome somebody.
Okay, so state that as a concern, however you want to put it. But we don't write paragraphs, okay?
Yeah, I guess this is maybe kind of like a negative for two services, I guess. I mean, I know Mark brought up the fact about less participation, but I guess I feel the Joy Choir does such a great job, and not that many people get to hear them. And I know sometimes when we have different other music, like Faithful Men and stuff, they usually sing at two services, and maybe we get the same thing, but you know, there are other things, times when we only have certain special music at a certain service and the other people don't get to hear it.
Okay.
I guess I feel that music is a vital part of this congregation too, and it's a really important, uplifting part. I don't know, I guess that's just...
Okay. That's a concern with
having
with two
services.
Yeah,
more
or less. Less music opportunities? Or to hear?
It was more the... I mean, you focused on music, but it was a concern about the entire congregation not participating in the same things. Other concerns with...
I think if we have... I'm sorry. Keep trying. I think if we have two services, we have more opportunity to explore some different avenues. If we have one service, then we are divided as to how we accept things that are new and different. If we have two services, we can have a different thing at one and the same old thing at the other.
So that would be really one of the benefits of having two services.
Yes.
Okay. So maybe we're ready to shift to the pluses. Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So we're going to shift gears. And now this one is, what are the benefits? And the plus, that's what the plus stands for, benefits. What are the benefits of having only one service? And what are the benefits of having two services? Okay?
I won't do some.
Did you come prepared?
Yes.
Come, give me that. No speeches. Come on. Here, I'll take that back to you.
I don't need it back together, except.
I only do that to people I love.
First of all my points were already touched upon. Every one.
So why are you talking?
Well, some people know I've wanted one service forever. I mean, since 1990.
Really? Oh! But anyway, boy, what a shock.
I will go with whatever. But first of all, I think that we would feel more like one church family. And I don't know, like Judy said, I don't know the people. I never see the people in early service. I don't even know some of the people in early service. And I'm going to read some comments. Somebody made a comment that one service would probably knit a more cohesive congregational feeling. And my comment was that I miss everybody being together. The second point was, just let me see what it was. I don't think it's necessary for the pastor to have two services. Because we have enough, I mean, we don't need two services unless we fill this sanctuary and we don't have more room. Then we need two services.
Yeah.
I hope that would happen. Maybe it will. And I agree with Adele that if we have everybody together and Pauline, the singing would be so much better, and it might bring more people to come out. Oh, this church is really singing good, and they're really, you know, I agree with both of them on that point. My third point, the services are not that different. Somebody made a comment about having a contemporary or a traditional service, and that hasn't happened, mainly because we have some people in early service that might like that, and we have some people in late service that might like that. And then we also have people in early service that like traditional, and in late that like traditional. We have two mixed groups. We don't have all the people that want contemporary in one service and all the people that want traditional in another service. So that is my point there. Let's see, what's my next point? If we had one service, we definitely could combine traditional and contemporary. We should have both kinds of music and whatever. We should combine it in one service. My next point is...
Are you getting all this, Jim?
Absolutely. What Diane said, everybody would hear the special music. Right now we have two Sundays, in second service, two Sundays a month the senior choir sings. The Jubilee Choir sings the fourth Sunday. And the second Sunday, we have no assigned special music. The Joy Choir could take that other Sunday, and it could be changed if they can't do the second Sunday.
Oh, I asked them on Wednesday night, and they didn't want to switch to the second Sunday.
Well, they can have any Sunday. I mean, whatever would suit them, if we go to one service.
Could I make a suggestion? You've made a lot of really good points.
But I have two more.
But what if everybody else has 7 points, or actually nine points?
I'm going fast.
Okay.
Everybody, okay. The next one, okay. All the people who now serve, I thought somebody brought that up about participation. All the people who now serve as choristers, pianists, ushers, worship leaders, whatever they do, they could still serve. Maybe not just as often. A new schedule would have to be made, but everybody that wanted to participate could still participate. And
the final point is?
We would have to change the time, probably to an earlier time. Somebody made a comment. If we have one service, we should change the time so it doesn't get too late to have family or other activities. And the next point would be a trial period. Somebody made a comment on that comment sheet. We should have a trial period, maybe for 6 months, but we could have it any amount of time. I really think we should have a trial period. And January might be a good time because the days are short, it's cold, and sometimes the roads aren't treated by early service. I think it would be a good time to have a trial period. And last of all, there is a comment here.
Oh, that one's in Dutch.
It's down here somewhere. Here, work prayerfully together for love and unity, whatever is decided. And I agree with that statement.
Thanks.
I'm done.
You still love me?
I do.
Was the creating a more cohesive body.
That was a comment.
That was one of yours, yeah.
Not my comment, but a comment.
Well, okay, yeah. We have Curtis back here. Esther,
I saw you rolling your eyes when she was talking. I'll give you another reason to roll your eyes. I have a second, but a lot
hold
of
it,
what
hold
she
up to your,
said.
Hold it up to your mouth.
I agree with a lot of what she said, so roll your eyes again.
Okay.
And the time would have to be set different. You know, years ago it was 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 church. That could be changed, but I would like to see it back to one service.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't rolling my eyes because of disagreement with anything she said. I was just having fun with a sister that I love very dearly. Yeah. Richard.
Well, my question for the group is, when we had the phones for you and we went to two services, was it in our mind over the negatives on one service or only four, the negatives on two services were 8? Did we advertise we're trying to separate the church? Are we trying to cause dissension within the church? Are we trying to limit our singing? I would like to know why we ever went to two services. There obviously was a sales pitch. I didn't participate in the phones for you.
Okay. Whoa. We're kind of getting into making speeches, and maybe that's okay, but it worries me a little bit. I think it makes a statement about us if we feel very comfortable working with the negatives, but we're really struggling to come up with the positives now. And I think that may say something about us that we would rather not have said about us, that we have a more negative view and can pick up on those things pretty readily, but when it comes to positives, it's harder for us to do that. So I would like to honor the process, and rather than making speeches get some more stuff on there. What are pluses of having two services? What are pluses of having one service?
Well, every negative can be turned into a positive. So if we go back to the negatives, we could switch them into positives.
Great, do it for us.
Well, actually, I came up with another thought as we were thinking, and it kind of fits into what we said before. But if we have one service, and generally we're a group, we're a community, and we're all coming to one service. If we have one service, I can pick out who's missing, because really we all sit in assigned seats. But anyway, I can be aware of who's missing, and I can, if they're missing a couple of times, I can begin to think I should communicate with that person. Now, put it on a negative for two services. If they're two services, I don't know who's coming to first service, so there could have been somebody that fell out of our community, and I don't know. I'm thinking they're coming to first service, but they're not coming to first service. So by having one service, you're aware of your community, and you can see when somebody isn't coming, and you begin to wonder, why aren't they coming? I'm missing them. And then you can make a phone call or send a note, I'm missing you.
Yeah, let's put that as a plus.
Yes, you do.
And the plus of having one service, maybe you already, already have it. Yeah, that's good. Do you see what you wrote there?
I trust you.
Okay, either pluses, and you can state them on either side of the aisle. Pluses for two, pluses for one.
Okay, I know as somebody that works in nursery once a month, and if you're an usher, it's nice to have that second service that you can be a full participant in. Because if you're back in the nursery, you really don't hear what's going on in the service. You're not a part of the service. So it's nice to have that other service that you can attend and be part of.
Yeah, particularly if my grandchildren are in the nursery. Yeah, I see a hand back here. Is there one? Yeah.
I think another positive is that
of one or two?
Two services. I know, I think Marlene said it used to be, well, we had tried to do like a more contemporary service, one service, and a more traditional service, the other service. And it just gave a little bit more flexibility. And I know some people still love one service over the other. I mean, I know there isn't a whole lot of difference now, but there's still some difference, and some people just prefer to go to one service rather than the other. So I think that's another thing that should be taken into account.
So the plus is there are more choices. Yeah, which was, that was your, yeah. No, I guess it wasn't right. Yeah, we have someone back here, a visitor today.
This gets tired. Anyway, about the nursery, yeah, I agree about that. We will miss sometimes the service, but instead of missing once a month, we may only miss once every 8 weeks or 12 weeks because, see, we have more volunteers that we can shift around to help with that second service.
So is that a plus?
That's a plus. Because even though we have to give
up. For one service or two services?
No, for one. Because if we have to give up and we do miss that one service, it's less often, you know, instead of once a month that I'm missing. And I, you know, you're still gonna be only missing once every 8 weeks or 12 weeks. So that's my thought. And I'm willing to do that.
Thanks. Other pluses for one or two? Yes. Number 10. This is number 10. Okay.
I agree with Richard that the numbers show that whenever we have one service, we don't have as many people. But I think, well, they think, okay, one time, we'll just skip, the next time we'll come. If we only had one service, I'm sure those people would come. On that survey, 136 people said they would come. Only 5 people said no, and 3 said maybe, and maybe they changed their mind. But I do think, I know that's true what he said, but I think that might change. if we had one service.
Thanks. Are there, if there are no other pluses to mention, we do have 10 minutes for open discussion, and then it would be appropriate in during this time of open discussion to make your speech. And I don't mean that as a negative at all. I wanted to get as much data down as possible, but certainly we want to take some time for you to be able to express yourself in the way that Marlene.
I gave my speech at the wrong time.
Well, no, that's okay. but that's appropriate, okay? But I want to make sure that you've had a chance to put the pluses that you want to put.
I still have a question. Why do we ever go to two services?
I remember when we did the Phones for You campaign, and one of the things that we were at a point in the transitional time in our congregation, that our congregation was enlarging. We were a larger congregation, and we felt that if we give the opportunity for a second service, that people would not feel, I think it was to be able to have more space. They wouldn't be as intimidated and things. And I think one of the things that I found at the first service worship when we initially started it, it was a much more comfortable worship because it was much more freedom. It wasn't as structured. You know, if things didn't quite flow, like growing up, I always felt our worship service was like really perfection, you know, boom, boom, boom. Everything happened in a very perfectionate way, rigid. Whereas with the first service, we didn't have that rigidity. And I remember one service, which was a snowy day where we came in, and there were only like 10 or 15 of us, and Pastor Cox still gave his sermon, and we all sat close together. And it was one of the most meaningful worship services that I had attended in this congregation, just with a small group. So I don't think small numbers dictates whether you have one or two services. I think it's a comfort feeling, and I know that I always felt much more comfortable sharing joys and concerns at first service. It was an opportunity where it was a much more comfortable, but I also find that I'm more comfortable at second service now sharing those things, and I think it's something that we developed in our community here of worship. Now, I'm one of those people that ends up coming to both services frequently, which I don't mind doing. I actually enjoy it, seeing different people and stuff. So. But I really think it was because of giving people a little bit more space, too, that had an emphasis on giving the opportunity, as well as doing more contemporary, because back then we did have a worship team, and we were doing more contemporary things at the first service. We weren't doing all the traditional things.
Thanks. I saw Elaine's hand before Kara's. And then we also have Gail.
You didn't hear her comment. Sibling rivalry. Anyways, I'd like to take this opportunity just to say that we are creatures of habit, and so it's easy to look at this one service, two service, and see it as polarization or an opposite, that we need to pick one or the other. But I'd like to open this in a positive way and say, let's have a creative conversation about what worship could look like. We don't necessarily need to have this pattern of one service, two services every Sunday. Could we designate and experiment with possibly, you know, it's really hot in the sanctuary at 10:30 on a Sunday morning in August. Maybe we ought to consider early worship during those hot months of the year when we would much prefer to be out of the sanctuary when it's really hot. Or how about if we intentionally plan, you know, second Sunday doesn't have a specific music group that's assigned. So maybe second Sundays ought to be a combined service, and we always do worship singing as a congregation and plan a lot of it, because I really want to see this as an opportunity for being creative in how we worship together rather than a polarization of let's choose one service or let's choose two services.
Okay, Kara's next, and then Gail, and then Richard.
Actually, my response was also to the Phones for You. I did help in that campaign in the phoning. And I think another reason that we decided to go to two services was a way of reaching out to unchurched people in our community and giving them an opportunity to maybe experience a service that was not already kind of set in its ways, but we were trying to expand and to welcome new people to something that was new and different. And because coming into a set congregation can be intimidating. And so this was a new, something new to try. And again, I think it was part of an outreach that we did that point to welcome unchurched people.
Thanks. Gail?
I think there's nothing like coming into a full church and hearing the singing all around you in the back and the front. I remember one time I did a reading with my cracky voice up in the front on the second or fourth Sunday, and I was absolutely overwhelmed with the music coming from the choir and the congregation. It's very hard to get this sense of worship when you have just a few people. Even though I understand what Pam was saying. I think you can have that in a small group. But overall, it's nice to be a big bunch of people.
I think probably the batteries went dead.
We all did.
And I'm not alone.
It wasn't you, it was all of us together.
My question is,
you have something you want to?
Everybody should come to church all at the same time.
Okay. Good. And your question?
They answer my question.
Okay.
I thought people have to hear that. Mm-hmm.
Can I say
something? Yes.
Okay, guys, as a newbie here, as you're a new guy, and I'm not just coming here because I'm hanging around the pen, but
it helps.
It helps, yes. Right. It does. You guys do a lot of things that are good. I mean, I felt welcome the first day I was here. You guys do reach out to newcomers, and I think that's awesome. And I heard a lot of you guys say today, which is very cool, because you said that you no matter what way you decide, you're going to stick together as a family, and that's what you need to do. And a lot of you don't know my background. I was a pastor for probably 10, 12 years. And I don't know about Pastor Bob, and I already mentioned it to him. I didn't find it any more work to prepare one service or two. Okay, so it didn't bother me. I never felt like it was work as a pastor to have two services. I've been in churches that have one and two services, and they struggle with the same issues you guys are having, and that's not unusual. What I find out that a lot of churches do is, and a lot of you mentioned it, was the first service is slightly not as rigid, or not as, it's more contemporary than your second service. So it does give you more options. I have seen in the past too where churches have gone from two services to one and have lost congregation. But you don't know what that true reason is. You know, it could be because there's a lot of reasons to cause that. But I've also saw churches that went from one service to two and their numbers didn't grow either. So it's hard to say. I like how you guys are talking about it, which is kind of nice. It's a nice open environment. I don't mind coming to church on Sunday. I don't know about anybody else. I don't look at it as a chore. I love being here. I love worshiping God. And if you would have been in my services, I'm a lot longer than Bob.
But you're better looking.
No, I don't know about that. I'll take a vote on that. But you guys do a great job making people feel welcome, and I want to thank you for that. And it's pretty awesome. You have an awesome church. And it's a family. It's not very, don't look at it as a church and look at it as a building. Look at it as a family. And that's what it's all about. Rogers, I'll take this back.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. This has been some good conversation. We're not finished with the process. We will take these again beginning next Sunday. You'll have a chance to have two votes per page. Okay? Two votes. There are going to be four pages. And so each of you get how many votes?
Eight.
Four sheets, two each. That's
eight. Yeah. So each of you get to vote eight times, but not eight votes on one issue, only eight separate votes. We'll figure out where the best place to put them. I initially thought out here, but then as I think about that, I'm not sure where we would put them here, but we'll let you know, because we're not in a rush we're in a rush to hear what you think, and not in a rush to make a decision. I don't sense And so we'll give you a chance to respond to this. And thank you for your comments. I think that's it.
You know.
Okay.